On 11 March 2026, the United States Trade Representative, Jamison Greer, initiated a Section 301 investigation against 16 economies, including India, alleging that their industrial policies create structural excess capacity and production in key manufacturing sectors. This move has significant implications for trade and manufacturing, and it's essential to understand what Section 301 means and how it can impact India. The investigation is focused on whether government interventions in certain economies are producing structural excess capacity in strategic manufacturing sectors, distorting global market signals, and threatening U.S. manufacturing employment and investment. When the United States uses Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974, it is not making a polite request for dialogue. It is activating one of its sharpest and most consequential unilateral trade tools, a mechanism that has historically led to tariffs affecting hundreds of billions of dollars in trade. The fact that India, simultaneously a strategic U.S. partner under frameworks like the Indo-U.S. Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies and the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, has been named in the same investigation as China tells a larger story about how industrial policy and geopolitics interact in 21st century trade relations. Section 301 of the U.S. Trade Act of 1974 authorizes the U.S. Trade Representative to investigate acts, policies, or practices of foreign governments that are considered unjustifiable, unreasonable, or discriminatory, and that burden or restrict U.S. commerce. The law predates the World Trade Organization and was designed to give the U.S. government a unilateral instrument of trade pressure that does not depend on multilateral adjudication. Once the USTR determines that a foreign practice is actionable under Section 301, the U.S. can impose retaliatory tariffs, restrict imports, or withdraw trade concessions without waiting for a WTO ruling. Historical precedents are important context. Section 301 was used against Japan in the 1980s and 1990s during trade friction over semiconductor and automotive sectors. It was used against India in 1992 in a dispute over intellectual property protections, contributing to pressure that eventually led India to reform its patent law. In 2018, the Trump administration used Section 301 to impose sweeping tariffs on Chinese imports, initially on $34 billion US worth of goods, later expanding to over $500 billion US in the largest use of the mechanism in its history. The Biden administration maintained most of those tariffs and added new ones in 2024 covering electric vehicles, solar cells, batteries, and steel. The March 2026 action is a self-initiated investigation by the USTR, meaning it was launched by the US government without a petition from a specific domestic industry. The process will involve consultations with named governments, public comment periods, and a public hearing beginning on 5 May 2026. The March 2026 step is therefore the beginning of a formal legal process, not yet a tariff order. However, Section 301 investigations can and do progress to actual trade measures, as the China experience demonstrated. The 16 economies named in the probe are India, China, the European Union, Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Vietnam, Taiwan, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Cambodia, Singapore, Switzerland, and Norway. The breadth of this list is striking. It includes both geopolitical adversaries, close treaty allies, and strategic partners. India's inclusion is analytically significant for a specific reason. India is not a low-cost assembly for export economy like Vietnam or Cambodia. It is a country that has been deliberately building domestic manufacturing capacity through production-linked incentive schemes, launched in April 2020 and covering 14 sectors including mobile phones, pharmaceuticals, specialty steel, solar PV modules, advanced chemistry cells, food processing, and automobiles. From India's perspective, PLI is a development tool to accelerate industrialization. From the US perspective, subsidies linked to production volumes and domestic content requirements in globally traded sectors can constitute the kind of government support that drives excess capacity. The sectors under scrutiny in the 2026 probe include steel, aluminium, automobiles, batteries, chemicals, electronics, machinery, robotics, semiconductors, solar modules, and other transport equipment. Trade reporting has specifically pointed to steel, petrochemicals, and solar modules as the Indian sectors most likely to face attention in the investigation. These are precisely the sectors where India has made large investments under PLI and related industrial policies. India-US bilateral goods trade reached approximately $129 billion in 2024, making the US India's largest single trading partner. India runs a goods trade surplus with the US, estimated at approximately $45 to $47 billion in 2024, which has periodically been a point of friction. The Trump administration removed India from the generalized system of preferences in June 2019, the first time any major trading partner had been removed from the program, citing India's market access restrictions. Negotiations for restoration of GSP benefits and a broader bilateral trade agreement have proceeded slowly. The March 2026 probe must be read against this background. The US-India economic relationship has a persistent structural tension, strategically aligned at the highest level, but commercially competitive and occasionally adversarial at the sectoral level. Section 301 does not reflect a breakdown in the overall relationship, but it does signal that industrial policy sovereignty is a contested question even between strategic partners. WTO compatibility is a legitimate question. India's likely response in formal consultations will invoke WTO rules, and the question of WTO compatibility is substantively important. WTO agreements, particularly the Agreement on Subsidies and Countervailing Measures, allow members to challenge specific subsidies through the WTO dispute settlement body. The US, by using Section 301 unilaterally rather than through the WTO, is bypassing the multilateral process. However, the WTO's dispute settlement capacity has been significantly weakened since 2019, when the appellate body was rendered non-functional after the US blocked appointment of new judges. As of 2026, the appellate body remains inoperational, which means WTO dispute settlements cannot be fully adjudicated to conclusion. This vacuum has made unilateral mechanisms like Section 301 more attractive to the US government as instruments of trade enforcement. India has itself filed WTO challenges against US tariff actions in the past, including against the 2018 steel and aluminium tariffs imposed under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962. But with the appellate body non-functional, those challenges cannot reach a final legally binding conclusion. For Indian exporters, the immediate risk is uncertainty. Firms planning export expansion in sectors under scrutiny may delay investment decisions while the investigation is underway. Supply chain partners in the US or third countries may seek diversification away from India if tariff risk increases. For India's industrial policy, the investigation creates pressure to justify PLI and related schemes in terms compatible with WTO rules, specifically, by demonstrating that production incentives are not contingent on domestic content requirements and that they do not directly cause material harm to US producers. For the broader India-US relationship, the key risk is that a trade dispute escalates into a political irritant that complicates security and technology cooperation, an outcome neither side wants. The diplomatic challenge is to contain the trade friction within negotiating channels while keeping the strategic partnership insulated from it. India's response must be active and substantive, not passive. formal participation in USTR consultations, presenting data, legal arguments, and economic analysis is essential to shape the investigation's findings. India must simultaneously defend the legitimacy of development-oriented industrial policy while demonstrating that its PLI schemes are designed to be WTO-compatible by focusing on performance benchmarks and export targets rather than domestic content mandates that clearly violate ASCM rules. India should also use diplomatic channels, including the Trade Policy Forum and the Strategic Consultation Mechanism under ICET, to ensure that the trade investigation does not spill over into the technology and security partnership. The most durable long-term defense is not legal argument alone, it is making Indian manufacturing competitive enough that access to the US market is not dependent on subsidy support. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The action date for the Section 301 probe is 11th March 2026, and the investigating authority is the U.S. Trade Representative, Jamison Greer. The legal basis for the probe is Section 301 of the U.S. Trade Act of 1974, and the trigger is alleged structural excess capacity and production caused by foreign government interventions. The type of investigation is self-initiated, meaning it was launched by the U.S. government without a petition from a domestic industry. The public hearing date is scheduled to begin on 5th May 2026, and 16 economies are named in the probe, including India, China, the European Union, Japan, and South Korea. India-specific data includes India-US goods trade, which reached approximately $129 billion in 2024, and India's trade surplus with the US, which is estimated at approximately $45 to $47 billion in 2024. India's PLI schemes were launched in April 2020 and cover 14 sectors, including mobile phones, steel, solar PV, pharmaceuticals, batteries, and food processing. The Indian sectors likely under scrutiny in the investigation are steel, petrochemicals, and solar modules. Historically, Section 301 was used against India in 1992 in a dispute over intellectual property protections, leading to India's patent law reforms. It was also used against China in 2018, resulting in tariffs on $34 billion US dollars of goods initially, later expanding to over $500 billion US dollars. The U.S. Trade Expansion Act of 1962, Section 232, was used for steel and aluminium tariffs in 2018, separate from Section 301. In the context of the WTO, the appellate body has been non-functional since 2019, and the agreement on subsidies and countervailing measures prohibits domestic content contingent subsidies. India has previously filed WTO challenges against US Section 232 steel tariffs, but these cannot reach a final binding conclusion without the appellate body. Strategic partnership frameworks, including ICET and the Quad, are relevant in this context, as well as the Trade Policy Forum, a bilateral mechanism for trade discussions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember that Section 301, the U.S. Trade Act 1974, USTR, Generalized System of Preferences, WTOSCM, Appellate Body, PLI Schemes, ICET, Quad, and Section 232 Trade Expansion Act 1962 are all relevant terms for prelims. For mains, JS2 topics include India-US relations, economic diplomacy, WTO and unilateral trade mechanisms, and trade diplomacy. GS3 topics include industrial policy, PLI schemes, export competitiveness, manufacturing strategy, and WTO-compatible subsidies. In an interview, you may be asked if strategic partnership can insulate bilateral trade from protectionist friction. In conclusion, the US launch of a Section 301 probe into India has significant implications for trade and manufacturing, and it's essential to understand the context and potential risks involved. By grasping the complexities of Section 301 and its historical use, as well as the specifics of India-US trade relations and the WTO framework, you can better navigate the challenges and opportunities arising from this development.